In that last dialogue, you heard the woman in the security office tell George and Hélène to keep their passes with them always.
Gardez toujours les badges avec vous.
And referring to those passes, she added,
Ils sont très importants.
They are very important. Note that the word for they,
il,
sounds like
il,
the word for he or it.
In fact, it is the same word with just an S on the end. Most of the time, that S is not sounded. So, in spoken French, you can only tell whether the word means they, or he, or it, by the context.
J'adore les croissants ici. Ils sont délicieux.
Ils sont délicieux.
They are delicious.
Voici un petit dictionnaire. Il est assez récent aussi.
Il est assez récent.
It is quite new.
The difference between singular and plural is also unsounded with the feminine word
elle.
That's the singular, she or it.
In the plural, meaning they, the word becomes
elle.
And that's the same word, but with an S at the end. But as you can hear, there's no difference in sound.
Par exemple,
elle déteste la cuisine chinoise.
She hates Chinese food.
And if you're talking about her and her sister, in other words, two women, and you want to say they hate Chinese food, it's...
Elle déteste la cuisine chinoise.
So, as you can hear, there's no difference in sound between the word in the singular and in the plural.
Well, that's true most of the time. But listen to these examples. First, he loves Spanish food.
Il adore la cuisine espagnole.
And now... referring to him and his brother.
Ils adorent.
They love.
They love Spanish food.
Ils adorent la cuisine espagnole.
Here are two examples with
elle
and Japanese food.
She loves Japanese food.
Elle adore la cuisine japonaise.
They love Japanese food.
Elles adorent la cuisine japonaise.
So, before a vowel sound, you can hear that S.
Here are four more examples, this time with the verb
arriver,
to arrive. Each example concerns someone arriving in Paris. But is it a man, a woman, two men or two women? For instance, who's arriving in Paris here?
Elles arrivent à Paris.
Two women.